A recent survey finds nearly a third of Daytonians aged 18 to 34 are unlikely to stay in the city. A new program aims to reverse this trend by matching more college students with Miami Valley internships. Advocates hope connecting young people to jobs early on could boost the chances they'll stay in Dayton down the road. For WYSO News, Community Voices producer Kristen Stratman has more.
The program aims to bring the number of student interns up to 20,000 in the Dayton area over the next 2 years. It launched in response to what some researchers see as a troubling trend. A recent report from the Southwestern Ohio Council for Higher Education, also known as SOCHI, found only a fraction of Miami Valley college students end up with local internships during or after college. That's a problem, says Sylvia Anderson. She's Montgomery County's talent acquisition manager. Anderson says internships can be a critical first step into the job market for many college graduates. And, she says, young workers are important to the economy.
Younger folks challenge how we can do things differently and better. And that's what employers are looking for because that affects their bottom line.
To try and connect more young people to companies around the region, Montgomery County is working directly with Miami Valley universities. Officials organize career fairs and other Dayton events to show college students what the area has to offer. And the Dayton Area Chamber of Commerce's Generation Dayton program also matches students to job and internship opportunities with its network of local businesses. The Chamber's Holly Allen says real-world job experience can open up new opportunities for young people who may otherwise move out of state for jobs after college.
I think it's easy to say, you know, I don't want to stay in Dayton or there's nothing that Dayton has to offer me if you don't get involved and you don't feel included in the really great things going on here.
Allen says Dayton offers many opportunities for young people who want to work for socially responsible businesses that empower them to better the community.
They are passionate about the Dayton region. They're coming up with ideas how they can grow the Dayton area, and they are real advocates for our region.
Putting young people to work in local businesses before and after college graduation can help to keep them in the Miami Valley over the long term, she says. This includes native Daytonians.
I've heard from members of Generation Dayton who grew up here in the Dayton area. As soon as they got out of school, they left. They went for larger cities. And after spending a few years outside the Dayton region, they realized, hey, Dayton's not so bad. It's really the place I want to be.
A 2017 CityLab report finds millennials are over 50% more likely to live closer to cities than young people from previous generations. The report finds many millennials are drawn in by the urban lifestyle. Dayton's relatively low cost of living can also be a benefit for young would-be entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs like Matt Grubb. The 24-year-old Kettering native recently started his own process serving business, where he delivers documents for Dayton law firms. Grubb says a number of factors keep him in the Dayton area.
I think I like that it's a big enough city to where you can have the city life if you want, but at the same time, it has rural areas to it. You can travel 20 minutes and you're out in the country, and the cost of living is really inexpensive.
Still, Grubb acknowledges Dayton has fewer job opportunities than major metropolitan areas around the country.
In bigger cities, there's a lot more work. There's also a lot more competition. And then again, the cost of living, I probably would have to make at least triple what I'm making now to live as comfortably as I am currently.
Economic development officials hope their efforts to expand internships and job training will make it easier for more young people like Grubb to put down roots in Dayton. For WYSO News, I'm Community Voices producer Kristen Stratman.
This story is part of WYSO's Scratch series on innovation, business, and the economy. For more, visit WYSO.org.